Continuing the Shulchan Aruch, we're up to Simon Reish Gimel, Dine Birchas Peres Haaretz. The halacha is regarding the fruit that grows from the ground. This is referring to vegetables. So we know we make a hadam on vegetable. The question is, how do we differentiate between a fruit and a vegetable? So we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch and Sef Aleph, Al Peres Haaretz Mevarek Perepi Hadama, on fruits or growth that comes from the ground, and it does not grow on a tree. What does a tree mean? We'll see. You make a Barer Pri Hadama, and we all know on vegetables you make a hadama. What about on fruit that looks like vegetables, or fruit that we know we make a hadam on? So what's the reason for that? So it's machlekes in the Rishonim, how to understand the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you have a fruit that once you are kaitef it, you pulled it off the tree, you harvested the fruit, then and the branches or the roots, that's machlekes Rishonim, if the branches stick around and something else grows again next season, like an apple tree, so then it's considered a fruit. But if the whole tree falls apart and now you have a new tree the next year, like a banana or corn or things similar to that, you make a hadama on that. So that's the basic understanding. There are different shittas in the Rishonim, there's Tosfos and the Rush. They talk about that the difference is that I have to now go plant new seeds every season, or does one planting suffice forever? That's how they differentiate between fruits and vegetables in halacha. And we try to be choshish for all the shittas. Taisus also points out from the Yerushalmi that very low, not low-hanging fruit, but low trees that don't really rise up too much, those are all considered a hadama as well. So let's see Shulchan Aruch Sif Beis. And as a hadama, there are many phrases or fruits that the Mishnah Berurah describes in Russian, Yiddish, I'm not sure what language this is, and it's hard to know what exactly he was talking about. Some type of berry. So the art school, Pischei Tshuva, Pischei Halacha, sorry, from Rabbi Forrest, he brings down some of these. The Oiz V'Hadar, they go Min Tutin, that's all types of Tutin, all types of berries. So we'll do what we can, but keep in mind that the point is to understand the lundus behind it, and not necessarily what the Mishnah Berurah is trying to describe. So Shulchan Aruch Sif Beis Ala Tutim Magdelim B'Sneh. If you have berries that grow on a bush, Bari Pri Adama, you make a Bari Pri Adama. The Ramas is Delemi Creates Ala Shemaitzilav Me'Eitzah. It has to come from a branch. Avamah Shemaitzilav Me'Shirashav. If you are eating something that came directly from the root, Loi Me'Creates, that is not considered a fruit. So another way to differentiate between a fruit and a vegetable. Vahani Kivan the Kala Eitzah L'Gamri. The fruit, the trees are entirely vanish b'chayiv in the winter. V'ader parch mishirash. Then it grows again from the roots. So then mavarch nalav bari pri adama. That's why you make a bari pri adama on these items. Mishnah Berurah sifat an aleph ala tutim agdelim b'sneh. You have these berries that grow on a tree. Shikar and mulberry. So they have a mulberry or molinus. V'yesh mine mul, and you have some type of berry. Mulberry shagdelim ilim mavarch nalav bari pri eitz. There are those berries. So today we would call them blueberries, that we do make eitz in it. We know that the tree is miskai mishana l'shana. That's the definition according to Rashi of what a fruit tree is. You make a bar pri'etz. That is the shita of the derech ha'chaim and the chayadim. The shtenel nusul. So shtenel nusul is some type of nut. Shagdeilam atzayar. That grows in the forest. So it's not so edible. But it's similar to the Bnei Asa. When they stick on the tree for longer, they actually do taste good. So that's why those would be ha'etz. But this nut, tzarech in. So better to either make hadama or to be yotze with something else. Next. It has the name of pre-eats on it, and you would still make a bar pre-eats, even though it grows like on a, it seems like a cotton branch, it's so thin, it's still considered a eats, and the eitzai is the branch, so bari priha eitz. That's just the lumbus behind it. And the bari priha eitz is talking about the fruit of the branch, not just the fruit of the ground. Everything is a fruit of the ground, but fruit of the branch, that's why you make a bari priha eitz, even if it's a very thin branch. The kala eitzav, so branches are gone. Aprishikarn, prumberin, the erprit, again, some type of berry. Das, I'm going to run the rabbi, the varch, the bar, create. Shekane, enough miskain yom harbe. I believe blueberries would fit into this category. Vichishaka pera hada osse me osse anaf asmai. And when you take the fruit, it regrows. It regenerates from that branch. Pera sadumish akurin pozimkis, hagdilim mesechei aris, these wild berries. Varchalim bar pedama, vafilo osse nagdilim beginois. Even if they grow, they cultivate that in your garden. Don't eat more because you're not sure if you made the correct bracha on it. Your fruit that grows on these low bushes, even if they are less than 3 tefachim, these blackberries maybe. That's the mugan of Ram, white kamachan of Rachlin Barpreates. Achal Mugan of Rachpreadama, like Toysus, after the time of the Shiva Kokach Pri, it is not considered a fruit. Omine Yagdis Vizurevinus, and you have this Yagdis and Zurevinus, that Shemotim and Mashke Vizokna Klippa, that they would, you squeeze it to take the fruit, and you throw out the shell. Yish Deus Benachronim and Varchin Labarpia, Adama Oishahako. There are different shitas, what bracha should be made on it. Rav Moshe writes, and Rav Moshe, by many of these things, says he doesn't know what they are. This is an Aruch Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Pei Vav. He says this Yagdish and Zrevinus are things that people would not eat the shell. So that's why it's a shayla if it's a hadam or shahakol. Now, but al kolinus afshig dilim beilon b'vad yesh varachim shahakol she'in ha'oicharoy klal. There's no food. Forget about the shell. The actual food is not edible. Filim b'leia in maklip v'agarin. And even if he swallows it all, it's not roi la'achila. So if you're eating it, so again, there's some enjoyment. So you make a shahako, if there's some enjoyment of the fruit going down. But from a quality of halacha standpoint, it's not considered a real achila of eight, and therefore it will be considered a hadamah.